everybody. I'm Kevin Jester McGill.
And I'm Adam Old Man Winters.
And today we're looking at Garbage Man from Season 1 of the 4Kids animated series.
Wow, we are really doing this episode?
Yes, we are really doing this episode.
This is the first in our series of garbage-themed Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles reviews that we're doing. We'll be following this up with an episode from the Fred Wolf series. We were originally going to do Turtles, Turtles Everywhere. Was that what we were thinking about doing?
Yeah, that's what we were debating doing, because it is garbage-themed, but we decided to not do that episode. So we're going to do Garbage Man and another Fred Wolf episode, to be named probably when we do it. Ha ha ha.
Now, I guess the plot of Turtles, Turtles Everywhere is very similar to the plot in this Garbage Man episode.
In a way, I guess. Instead of turtles being collected by a garbage truck, it's homeless people being collected by a garbage truck.
Which is also very similar to the very first Fast Forward episode.
You know, I didn't even think about the fact that timing is everything. Or wait, no. What was that?
Future Shell Shock? Yeah.
Yeah, Future Shell Shock had that element of the, what is it, the...
Well, it's, it's street urchins, I guess, or homeless people. People who don't have the atmosphere converters and everything else, or the speech translators. Yep. They're just getting picked up by the Jammerhead, right?
Yeah, Jammerhead and his... Or is it Street Phantom? Is that what they're...
Yeah, Street Phantoms.
Oh, well. I guess we should talk about Garbage Man, or are we trying to avoid that?
Oh, no, we get into Garbage Man. Garbage Man has one of the more interesting backstories of all the 4Kids villains, but we just never got that in an actual episode.
Nope. Because it was too gruesome, I guess, the fact that Garbage Man is connected to another villain in the 4Kids universe.
Yeah, here we are talking about Garbage Man's first appearance, and we're already talking about the episode he was going... the last episode he was supposed to be in that he never made it into. It just tells you something, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, well, it was going to make him kind of... whoa, hello.
He seriously
just grabbed those homeless dudes by their skulls.
Were those homeless guys picking out glass bottles of trash can with nothing in them? Are they just wanting to keep
them? They're trying to pick them up to deposit them for the money.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Because I guess... does New York still actually do that?
I thought Michigan did. I don't know about New York. This is how Donatello acquires his materials for all his inventions. By picking them...
yeah, I can totally see it too.
...out of the garbage dump and or the occasional gift from their... homeless friends.
Yep, and he totally used all that stuff to make a portal into cyberspace. So, way to go, Donatello.
And that that armored van that he souped up with rocket launchers and everything else.
Military must throw their garbage into this dump.
Yeah, there is no army surplus in this 4Kids universe. It all goes to the dump.
I do love how the professor has absolutely no problem with these giant talking turtles. The other homeless guys do a little bit. They kind of see them as, I guess, weirdos in costumes.
Yeah. Yeah, the professor, I guess, he only appeared 2 more times. By your estimation.
Distinctly, yeah.
He's got a nice sense of style. Nice little color coordination going on there. It kind of makes you wonder what he was a professor of before he ended up on the street and how he got that way. But it's a backstory we never got.
He did just reference the Big Bang Theory, so maybe he was a physicist. I don't know.
Okay. Then Donatello gives a little throwaway line that he just read a book on the Big Bang Theory and he'll bring it back for the professor, never to be touched upon again.
I just watched an episode of The Big Bang Theory. Oh, wait, that's not right. Sorry.
Maybe one day Donatello will bring the professor back a DVD box set, and professor will not have a player to play it on, but I don't know.
See, this is why the Garbage Man does not work as a villain in the 4Kids universe. He's laughably bad. Even the turtles just laughed at the name The Garbage Man.
Yeah, it sort of comes across like the boogeyman, which is kind of the role he fulfills in this episode to the homeless people. He is the boogeyman to homeless people. He just happens to be real. It's an interesting theme. I mean, when you think about it, this may be one of the darkest episodes of the first season. Just the idea that... And if you watch the Peter Laird interviews on this disc, and we're both watching the Way of Invisibility DVD, since I don't own the first season compilation, it really is trying to make a bit of a social point that the people we don't really think about and that never get reported on are the homeless people. They really do have nobody to watch out for them or worry about them when they're gone, except, in this case, four giant talking turtles.
Well, in other universes, it's Batman, so I guess...
Yeah, there's an episode of Batman the Animated Series very similar to this, too. The Forgotten, I believe, was the name of it. Mm-hmm. Track that one down if you're wanting to watch...
He uses really excessive force on these homeless people.
Yeah, you got the giant claw arms. And nobody can get away from this garbage truck, which is... Okay, here's the professor throwing out three consecutive insults at the garbage truck here.
And then just gets picked up.
He goes from Behemoth to Leviathan, nice biblical-sounding names of epic proportion, and then he ends up with Monstrosity, which I just thought was such a cop-out. For a guy named the professor.
A big word.
What? Monstrosity? That's the best he could end with? I mean...
Yeah. Hey! It's everybody's favorite turtleism. What the shell? Don't you love it?
They had a number of shell puns in this show.
Yeah.
They're fake cuss words that they like to use.
How do you know what high-grade hydraulic fluid smells like, Donatello?
Oh, they pick that up all the time in the dump. He uses that back in the lair.
Ah.
You know, it's kind of a pointless scene to have Donatello go to the dump alone and then cut to the other turtles being there with him. I don't know. Silly question.
Could that be a throwback to that line? Was he bringing his book to the professor?
Yeah, you're probably right. You pointed that out. It's a good point.
Part of me went, and I've heard people say that's a homage to the Fred Wolf series, but I'm not sure if it is.
I really do love this Turtles in Trench Coats. I mean, you could say the first movie. You could say the Fred Wolf series. They got this strange little jazzy number on synthetic brass horns. It's kind of interesting. I'd forgotten about that. One of the few montages that I can remember in this series where people are talking and doing stuff, but we just get music to listen to instead.
You know, it's kind of odd that they decided to use the trench coats and fedoras when, in their previous episode, Fallen Angel, they had, full human-like costumes.
Urban Outfitter turtles.
They had, pants and shirts and everything.
They never made Urban Outfitter turtle toys, did they, for this series?
Nope.
Oh, man.
They should have.
I would have gotten...
We got underwater diving turtles and stuff, but we never got those.
Who wouldn't want urban turtles, man?
I don't know. I think it'd be kind of cool to have turtles dressed in street clothes.
Yeah, man, I get those.
Dressed in civvies.
I mean, we got trench coat turtles in the old Toon line, I think. Or at least one, Donatello.
They re-released with real cloth trench coats.
Oh, okay.
All four turtles.
There you go.
But... Don't condemn it, Raphael. In later seasons, you guys will drive a garbage truck.
Was that what you talking about, the Tortuga Brothers van?
Oh, well, maybe the Tortuga... I don't know.
I didn't think it was a garbage truck.
Eventually, they did drive a garbage truck. Maybe
not. That garbage truck really does look menacing. I mean, it looks like something out of a movie or something.
You apologize for it now, but later you will not apologize again for
that. Michelangelo's girly scream. They should definitely keep some kind of a running total of every time he does that in the series.
We really ought to, yeah. Man. Where does a turtle learn how to drive like this?
I don't know. They just sort of picked that van up, and they've been experts at driving ever since. I guess they play a lot of video games or something. I don't know.
You know, the real question is Garbage Man even really driving that garbage truck, or is it one of his minions?
Yeah.
Because you'd think he'd have to definitely do something to the cab of that garbage truck so he could fit in it to drive it.
I just like to point out that all three of the Turtles except Raph are setting a bad example for kids by not wearing their seatbelts in a moving vehicle.
I want to say Donatello even, like, fell earlier.
Yeah, look at Mikey. He should be all the way on the floor right now.
It's true. Aren't they? They are.
Yeah, they're in a spin here. They're in a skid.
There like nothing's going on. I didn't even
look at
think
that.
To notice it.
Broadcast standards and practices should have sent them a little notice. Said, Turtles got to wear their seatbelts. And there's no way that that little cable there on the dock would support that big old van from going in.
You gotta suspend disbelief.
Oh, I suspend disbelief. I'm just saying. And it was never, has it ever explained how that garbage truck makes it all the way across the harbor?
I don't know.
Michelangelo made one of the few times that the Turtles make reference to their copyrighted name, TMNT. What you see is what, I forget.
What you get is what you see.
Yeah.
Don't ask me why he said that, because he's Michelangelo, I guess.
Yeah.
I really need to be nicer to Michelangelo. He's not that bad.
He's fine in the first season. He's competent.
Nice little animated GIF there on the Garbage website.
Yeah, circa 2003. That was cutting edge for web design. Nobody even used widescreen monitors.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's explained that this is actually a business. Donatello describes as the best run garbage dump in New York. And then Leonardo insinuates some political payoffs and corruption to have the officials looking the other way at whatever they're doing, just so long as they're making money. I liked a little bit of that sort of corporate crime angle that we saw a little bit of in the first season. You know, Oroku Saki, when he's talking to Leonardo for the first time, suggests political corruption on a grand scale. I thought that was kind of an interesting angle for the cartoon, but I don't think they ever came back to that after the first season, outside of maybe when the mayor was making nice with Oroku Saki in season 3, but that's about it.
I think there are subtle references to all sorts of other turtle things in this, too, because, you know, Leonardo just, you know, not too long ago said it's quiet, a little too quiet, which is obviously in Turtles 2. And
right. Secret of the Ooze, and Mikey even made reference to how does he make that line work. Cause
they somehow made it work in Secret of the Ooze, though. It was clever. It worked in that movie. Maybe because it was played for laughs and not really tried to be serious. But and, you know, the head's kind of peeking out of the water. I don't know why that kind of... Then again, that's probably out of something else.
That kind of just looked
me of
cool.
The shells bobbing in
it
Turtles
just looked cool.
Well. Where'd the... Sorry.
What? Yeah, go ahead.
I just pointing out... Now I'm nitpicking. I don't know why I'm nitpicking, but I'm nitpicking. Because there were searchlights when the Turtles first saw the place, and then the searchlights were gone when they got the full picture of the dump.
Yeah, so we've got sort of a human trafficking operation going on here, and I don't mean to be cruel, but I think it's funny when the guy's beard stood on edges when he got electrocuted. That's just kind of humorous.
You're terrible.
I know. And here he is, Garbage Man's grand entrance.
Oh, so if they show him driving that truck, then I guess I will get my my answer to the, is Garbage Man the one that's really driving that truck?
You know, we're about 15 minutes into the episode. It's probably only about 22 minutes total, and just now are we getting to see Garbage Man. It feels like a Godzilla movie where he doesn't show up until the last 20 minutes.
He really did modify the cab of that truck, because he was driving that sucker.
Yeah, look at him. That's quite a rig he's got.
Pit Gum.
He's a Mojo ripoff from X-Men, in my opinion.
He does kind of look like Mojo. It's like if Mojo and Larry the Cable Guy were, like, merged together, you would get Garbage Man.
I guess we really should just mention the backstory he was going to get, because I don't think we're ever going to do another Garbage Man episode, but he was going to be the Siamese twin of Hun. The way, you know, Hun was going to be sort of the kid who had all his limbs, and Garbage Man was just going to be sort of like an extra person attached to him at his shoulder. And I guess, according to the notes that Peter Laird posted on his blog, Garbage Man, or whatever his name was supposed to be, would be surgically removed. And then Hun, as a little kid, would go throw his baby brother into the garbage. And he would be left to fend for himself. And that's how he grew up and somehow acquired this technology. So I guess he may or probably doesn't have any lower limbs. But I guess the network people or somebody at 4Kids said, we're not going to do that on TV.
Yeah, it works for episodes of Family Guy when you do songs about, you know, prom night dumpster babies, but when you do it in a kid's show, not so much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how that would have worked on in actual animation.
I
want to
say there was also, wasn't there another point in the story process where they were just brothers, they weren't Siamese twins?
The Siamese twins thing developed, yeah, it... They wanted to have a connection between Hun and Garbage Man for the final. They were going to do it in that lost season, the Ninja Tribunal. So they wanted some connection, and they were going to make them brothers. And then it finally ended up being Siamese twins. And I think they recorded all the lines for it. Probably had storyboards, but I don't think any animation got done on it. So.
I think this may be one of the more jokey episodes, too, because I think Raphael just said something about taking out the trash not long ago, and Michelangelo said the trademark cowabunga.
Yeah. It's interesting because it is maybe the campiest or the second campiest episode of the first season, but the themes of it really are the most disturbing when you think about it the most, with the homeless people getting abducted and the backstory on Garbage Man that we now know about. But yeah, this whole thing is pretty much played for laughs from this point on. Well, he really is disgusting looking.
Yes. And you know, Michelangelo here, not that funny. He tries, but does not succeed very much.
Leonardo so incompetent attacking him from the front. You know, if he didn't spin his swords around a few times, he probably could have just ran the guy through with his katana blade, but...
That would be too violent for a children's cartoon, Adam.
I do like this kind of the storyboard here with each one of the turtles going up the hill a slightly different way. I sort of like that. And Raph gets slimed. Look at Donatello.
The Garbage Man gets slammed.
Donatello with that bow. Very good.
Dang-gum, that chair is really...
Was there a Garbage Man fight in the first Turtles video game that Konami made?
Garbage Man was strategically left out of all the games. I don't think he shows up in any of them.
I couldn't remember that or not. Might have been a fun fight.
You didn't get an action figure.
Yeah. Be a hard mold to make. Hard mold to make.
There's something for Vaughn to do. Vaughn Michael, if you are listening, take a Mojo, build a figure, and make a custom Garbage Man.
Speaking of Mojo, this is the way you defeat him in the Sega Genesis X-Men video game. You have to attack him from behind like Donatello's doing right now. Little tip for those retro gamers out there.
And now you know.
I believe there's no more effective move in the Ninja Turtles arsenal than when Donatello throws his bow staff. Something good always happens for them when Donatello throws his staff with wicked accuracy and devastating power. Raphael, on the other hand, when he throws his scythe away, never gets the job done, and then he's weaponless. But Donatello twice in this episode. He succeeded with it.
He got the bow back both times.
He did. It's amazing when the bow doesn't break. When he can go a whole episode or a comic book without his bow breaking, it is an accomplishment for him.
So, you really don't want to do Junklantis, Adam?
I don't own Junklantis.
Get out of the chair.
I don't own Junklantis. So, it's been years since I've seen it. Well, how does he... Did it explain how he got out of his chair? He had some kind of a submarine undersea base, I remember.
They just showed the chair empty. As kind of a, he'll be back.
Yeah, you know, somehow he got away.
Letting me know that he's going to come back again. Ugh.
Now, in spite of the fact that I guess the city understood this operation to be an actual garbage dump, now the homeless guys are just going to set up their home here. And I guess the city is never going to know the difference.
I guess
even
not.
Though it was a money make it, well, somebody ain't getting paid.
Well, there's Garbage Man.
Episode reviled.
Episode.
Yeah, episode reviled by a lot of fans, but not really that bad. Not really that good either.
No, it's fairly middle ground. It's you know, it's nothing of, you know, insanely awful. Like some episodes of, you know, Fast Forward and Back to the Sewers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still one of the weaker episodes of the series.
Of the season, anyway.
Yeah, of I will season. Give it first season. It's probably one of the weakest episodes of the first season.
Yeah, because that first season really is pretty strong, I think, on most counts.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're at the end of this commentary, so thanks for listening, and be sure to check out our second episode of Garbage Time commentary session. Muckman messes up.
Oh, you gave it away.
I did.
All right. We'll see you later, guys.
Bye-bye.